Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 947, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, that he is personally acquainted with Nimjo Henning, one of the jurors in the above stated case, and that during the month of May 1913, said Monsieur Jo Henning had a conversation with this deponent in which he discussed the death of little Mary Fagan. Further deposing, he says that in said conversation, the said juror, Monsieur Jo Henning, expressed his opinion to deponent that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan and that it was necessary and conviction. Sworn to and subscribed before me this second day of September, 1913. H.C. Loewenhart, C.W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit H, Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, in Fulton Superior Court, versus Leo M. Frank. Before me personally appeared Miss Miriam Loewenhart, who makes this affidavit to be used on motion for a new trial in the above stated case. Deposing on oath, she says that she is personally acquainted with Monsieur Jo Henning, a juror who served in the above stated case. She says that prior to the trial of Leo M. Frank, said juror Nimjo Henning had a conversation with this deponent and deponent's mother, and in their presence expressed his profound conviction that Leo M. Frank was certainly guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. Further deposing, she says that said Monsieur Jo Henning made this statement positively, almost vehemently, and that his exact language, which was in response to a remark from this deponent in reference to the case, was, as near as deponent recalls, "I know that he is guilty," referring to Leo Frank, said Monsieur Jo Henning made this statement more than once to this deponent before the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for murder, sworn to and subscribed before me this 2 days day of September, 1913, Miriam Loewenhart, C.W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia, Exhibit 1, Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, in Fulton Superior Court, versus conviction of murder, Leo M. Frank, July term, 1913, motion for new trial, personally came before the undersigned, Leo M. Frank, who upon oath says that he is the defendant in the above stated case, and that his sole counsel in said case were L.Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, R.R. Arnold, and H.J. Haas. 127.